anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And today we celebrate the luck of the Irish on a Bad Choice Friday. Your choice is the Irish Rovers and the Unicorn taking on Kermit the Frog and Being Green. Mike, how was the voting?
It wasn't terribly close, sir, Miles. It was a 60-40 split. And on this day, we are celebrating the little people. We are celebrating the Irish. So who would think that we would go with an Irish band? No. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's all about Being Green this weekend.
Yeah. Kermit the Frog.
Here
is your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to the Men's Room. 99.9 KISWCM.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. All these guys have teams of talents and writers. Something come up in their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joking from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Go to the entertainment world. A lot of people are angry at Disney for being quote unquote too woke. Some characters are now people of color. Personally, I don't care. But Shrek not being green anymore is a step too far.
The Ted Smith, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody's all worked up about one of the shows.
Right. There's a Snow White, I think it is, getting all the heat now.
Yeah, because the girl's black.
She's not black. She's Latin.
Yeah, like, whatever. I don't know. It's a fake dude. According to a new study, almost a quarter of Americans say they pee in the shower. Even worse, that means 75% of Americans are liars.
Say Seth.
Alan?
Seth.
According to a new survey, nearly a quarter of Americans said that they regularly pee in the shower. Even worse, that means 75% of Americans are liars.
So far this month, the price of eggs has rapidly fallen. Or as everyone who just bought a bunch of backyard chickens put it, fan-effing-tastic.
Seth Meyers.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Damn it. I read that so far this month, the price of eggs has rapidly fallen.
Yes.
Or as everyone who just bought a bunch of backyard chickens put it, fan-effing-tastic.
A New York woman has filed a lawsuit against the Girl Scouts, claiming their cookies are contaminated with dangerous levels of heavy metal, especially the Tin Mints.
Colbert.
Myers.
A New York woman has filed a lawsuit against the Girl Scouts that claims their cookies are contaminated with, quote, dangerous heavy metals, especially the Tin Mints.
That's a good one.
It is. Yeah. It's just so stupid. People love those cookies. Has anybody tried that? Somebody's got a milkshake now with Thin Mints in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Miles, your car probably tells you.
Yeah, it probably does.
Pull over and get one.
It probably is Arby's.
Or it might be a Frosty.
Oh, okay.
That would make sense.
That would make sense.
Might be Wendy's.
Or DQ. So a fast food chain out there.
Look at that, you know, put a Blizzard, they may partner up.
Or Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Or Hardee's.
Burger.
Throw, you want to throw one in?
Or Sonic.
In-N-Out Burger. What that?
Flurry.
Popeye's.
Carl's Jr.?
Mike, you watch Love is Blind, don't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Oh. All right. Thurl, does your wife watch Love is Blind?
Nope.
It's one where they can't see each other, but they just talk behind a screen, right?
Correct. Okay. I watched it during the pandemic. I have not kept up with it. I was forced to watch some last week because I was at somebody else's house and they wanted to watch it.
So if I'm watching the show, can I see what each person looks like?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So do they deliberately sabotage anyone with just like some ugly, fat, nasty pop
face? No. They're all attractive to begin with.
Okay. So there's no real lose. See, I would do it the opposite.
They're all attractive, but
Here's your pig.
One to Susan Boyle. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know, but you liked them in conversation. Here they are.
Correct. Well, I like that, right? They just say, if you're watching it for the success stories, well, you're wrong. Season 8, I guess, was probably the most disappointing. Only one couple got married.
Okay. Is that the overall goal of this?
Correct. You're supposed to, like, pick a partner.
All right.
If I remember correctly, then I don't know if you have to get engaged as soon as you see him. I mean, it's kind of a twisty game.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not go on a show like that. Hey, if you pick him, you're engaged.
No thanks.
Well, we'll just call it is what it is, right? Like, one season, the dude was just kind of like a, I don't know, just kind of a straight up, a little bit of a nerdy white guy.
All right.
From, like, the sticks. And the woman he picked was a black woman from Atlanta. And she was like, well, I'm not leaving Atlanta. So, like, they were going to get married and move to Atlanta. But, like, for that guy, I'm not shocked. Like, that was a culture shock.
Yeah, you think?
Besides just, right? And, like, trust me, it's not like her parents were, like, super
cool.
Right? They're just like, who is this guy? So, like, that one didn't work out. But that's something, too. You got to think about that. Like, you don't know nothing about these people other than you like talking to them.
Right.
Which is much easier. You know what I mean? Like, there's phone sex lines or whatever. But even, I think, sometimes with the dating services, you text with somebody for a while sometimes before you hang out with them. And texting with people is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you hang out with them in person. You're like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
I did not mean it to come out that way. But the show's executive producer, she said the key and the challenge is to find nice men. We think it's such a cool experience, an experiment for people to do. We want to bring in some really quality individuals. We want people to do it because we've seen it work. She adds, if you look at all the husbands who come from the show, it's the really nice guys that it works out for. We just need more nice men. It's like, well, yeah, because you gotta kind of bend over backwards. And look, I've never been one of these people, you know, but I have plenty of friends that were very like, and these are guys that are like, I want to get married, I want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they would do all the dating services, find somebody, you know, and like, from my point of view, I'm going, is that who you really want, or is that just because you want
to
get it?
That is such a weird thing to me.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people, that's the way they go about it.
Yeah.
It's like shopping on Black Friday, getting that deal.
Yeah, get the deal.
It's only one day.
Yeah. You know, and for those of you, like, good on
you. Not the TV I wanted, but I got this one at a good price.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of it.
I can still watch my TV shows, right?
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, to me, it's just more traditional. Like, you date somebody for a while and then go, all right, this is what it is.
And that's kind of like, all right.
Then they dump you. did you guys hear about the disappearance of Kelly Clarkson?
No. I did not.
No.
Basically, she was just gone. Up until yesterday, she hadn't been on her show since March 5th. They had guest hosts and everything. The main thing was she didn't mention it or whatever. She came back yesterday. She just said, like, she's okay, but it's a personal family problem.
Okay.
This and that. And listen, it could be a ton of things.
I mean, anything.
Mom's sick, dad's sick, whatever.
Right,
brother,
exactly.
Sister.
I think people, and I don't blame people, we're just a little more caught off guard because, like, just all of a sudden, she just wasn't there. There was nothing on, she didn't tweet or she didn't X anything. I X out. You know, she didn't put anything on social media, so people were kind of, like, getting worried, like, is Kelly okay? But, yeah, she's fine. She was back yesterday, but obviously, when you disappear like that on such a and like, I mean, look, we do it for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's numerous people, like, right? They get in their car to drive home. They expect us to be here. You know what I mean? Friday. Sure. They want to hear me battle the FCC, right?
Yeah.
Want to hear crazy Bad Choice Friday songs. You know, mm-hmm. It's like Thrill and
I got them today.
Right. Thrill and I grew up listening Fridays to Jeopardy.
Yeah, Jeopardy.
Right. So I just think for Kelly Clarkson, like, she's such an important part of people's, because she's got a midday show.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're like a stay-at-home mom, like that's probably part of your routine. Like, all right, I watch Kelly, then I go pick up the kids.
Then I watch Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore's got to stop touching people, man. She's way too touchy-feely.
Well, a lot of those Hollywood types, too, not quite germaphobes, but they just don't like being handled. And she just can't help herself. Like, by the end of an interview, she might be sitting on your lap. You know, like,
Martha Stewart was like, get off me.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
Martha doesn't have around, man.
No. Sometimes, too, some people are just very, I don't know. Like, something bad happens, and it's like, all right, you're very comforting, but, like, I don't know you like that.
Yeah, right.
You know, just back off, dude. Right?
Like, love you, bro. But
yeah, exactly. Let's see. Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the biggest stars in the world. Who do you think Leo was starstruck to meet years ago?
Ooh.
He's worked with a lot of actors.
How many years are we talking here? Do we know? Because, I mean, he's met a lot of people throughout his career, so I can't imagine how long this was.
This has got to be 15, 20 years ago, I think.
Is it someone like Elmo?
Now, you remember Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, that I remember
Brad
the name.
Brad Pitt?
Not Brad Pitt. Mike, you're not going to get this because you didn't watch this guy's big show. It was on Thursday nights. I watched it.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Not a bad call. Teenage drama. They're in high school, but at nighttime.
The show, they're in high school
like Friday Night Lights?
At night?
So there's two big shows to me as a high school show, right? You had Saved by the Bell, but Saved by the Bell was on during the day. That was a little more like, oh, yeah.
So 90210.
90210. Thank you, Thrill. That's exactly it.
Is it the guy that died?
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry, yeah.
Yeah. And a new documentary called I Am Luke Perry. Leo says, I remember being in my teens. He was the manifestation of the new James Dean on television. And everyone was crazy about him. And he's just like, look, by the time I met him, he's like, I was starstruck. Like, he was, and then he adds in, too. He's like, that guy was awesome.
That's what everyone's, like, he played this character because you always talk like this. He's a bad boy. And it's like, dude, he was the nicest man that has ever lived on this planet.
Yeah, and like I was saying, like, right, I watched both those shows. And, like, Saved by the Bell was always a little cheesier. Again, it was Saturday morning.
Of course.
Whereas, like, 90210.
Drama.
Yeah, and I hate to say this, but it was more realistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are having sex in high school,
yes.
Right? People are getting involved, unfortunately, with drugs in high school and all this kind of stuff. So it had, like, a harder edge.
Yeah. He was famous probably when he met him. I mean, think about, like, What's Eating Gilbert Grape. And, I mean, he started out pretty young. Sure, but I think
he was a star when he met him.
Yeah, but I think Leo was still young enough that he's already looking up to Luke Perry.
God, Luke Perry. Apparently, when he passed away, man, nobody said anything other than the nicest stuff about that guy.
Well, and I think that happens, too, especially when you meet somebody, even within your industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. We've met a lot of famous people, but like years ago in Baltimore, me and Thrill were at an event, and there was this guy there named Albie D. Now, Albie D was a famous DJ in D.C. on PGC, right? I was beyond starstruck, just like, holy S.
First time I met Don Geronimo.
How you doing? Albie D. He's that guy. I mean, he was always just, like, happy, in the mood, like, how you doing?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, but he was the man. Yeah, exactly, right? You meet Don and Mike, any of those guys, like, people in your industry where
but
it's like.
That meant more to me than meeting any of the big-ass stars that we met. John Cena, Zach Wilde, Ozzy Osbourne. That very significant, no doubt, but. Meeting Don and Mike, I'm like, yeah, this is my juice, man.
Yeah, it's like our buddy Barnsey, right? Like, he works over at the sports station. And he'll tell me, you know, sometimes it still shocks me. I'm just like, yeah, Brock Hewitt is my coworker.
Right.
That was a little crazy. A couple times when we were in Baltimore and Don and Mike did their show from our studio, you're just wrapping up your show and they're kind of coming in to do their thing.
And it was nuts.
And you're looking at him and you're like, all right, this is weird. And then when we were here and we were working on the Buzz, Tom Likas used to come to Seattle and do his show from
once
our
a month,
studio.
Once every couple of months.
He walked in, same thing, like, wow. That's big time money right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy, that might have been one of the smartest people I ever met in my life.
I like how he did the show.
He just read the newspaper and drank wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, most like, right. Like, that's what I'm saying. And he would turn his mic off, have a conversation with you, and then pop back on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah.
I mean, he was unreal. That, not only that, like, I swear to God, he had a photographic memory. As we met him, and then the next time I saw him, like, he just came in the room and was like, Ted? And just like, you know, like, from Maryland. I was like, how does he remember that?
Like a caller talking to Tom.
Gotta turn your mic on.
I know we're talking to each other.
All right, Timmy.
Yeah.
That was brilliant, because what he would do, he would just put two callers on that are arguing. So these people are screaming at each other on a show, and honest to God,
you fellas want to have a sip of red wine.
He's talking to us now. Keep in mind, his show's going on, the callers are screaming. And then, like, every 30 seconds, he would turn around, turn on his mic, and just go, yeah. And then turn right back around and start drinking wine again.
Never get married when you're 21, okay.
He's talking to somebody else.
Alrighty.
He was, yeah. All right, let's see. We got a big weekend coming up TV-wise and party-wise. First of all, hope to see people up at Stanwood tomorrow.
Yeah!
11 a.m. sharp is the Stanwood smallest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Shortest.
No, shortest.
No small people are allowed.
Oh, damn.
What about the leprechauns?
Well,
they got to be tall leprechauns.
We should have
switching it up this year.
Yeah. Here's just what I'm telling people is honestly, it is short. No, small. Is it short or small?
Short.
Shortest.
Yes.
All right.
It is the shortest St. Patty's Day parade.
Get there on time.
You're going to miss it.
All right, you're going to miss it, and it's a busy day. If you would, how should I phrase this? If you'd like to see people and say hi to them for the radio, get there on time for the damn parade.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. But a lot of other stuff going on. Also, just I say this every time you have a big holiday, and I'm really excited. Just be careful this weekend, right? Use your Ubers. Somebody's your DD. Make them stick to it.
What do you think Uber price is going to be like this weekend? You know, rush hour, the price goes up, middle of the day.
Yeah, they surge them.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be a super surge.
You just got to go a block outside of that place. I figured this out.
What do you mean? So if I walk half a block away from the address of the bar and say, oh, no, I'm down here.
So an example, anytime there's a concert or Climate Pledge, my Uber goes to the 5 Point.
Ah, okay.
I'm only to walk a couple blocks, tap price.
Yeah, that's different, though. Like, when it's surge pricing, like on New Year's Eve, it's just, it doesn't matter. Let's see. You got a lot of basketball on. You got conference tournaments, some teams like Maryland advancing, which is good to see. So that'll be on all weekend. Don't forget Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. You'll have the selection show, which is always fun to see teams on the bubbles or where your team's going to end.
Just their celebration.
Correct, or where your team's going to end up. What else we got going on? Saturday Night Live host Kid Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Gracie Adams is the musical guest. I don't think I know her.
I don't even know.
So Kid Rock is not the... Yeah, he's the host. He's not...
Chris Rock.
Oh, Chris Rock.
I thought you said Kid Rock.
Did I say Kid Rock?
You did say Kid Rock.
Jesus. No. Chris Rock.
That's what I was kind of like.
A comedian. Right.
Okay, Chris Rock, yes.
Alrighty then.
My bad. That's, yeah.
Much different.
Yeah, I mean, nothing against Kid Rock. I don't need to see him host SNL. Yeah. Right, so you got sorry. Chris Rock. I just think it's awesome Chris Rock is back and hosting it.
Yeah.
Remember, for years, there was beef there. He didn't want to go back on the show. I mentioned it earlier, though. Sunday will be a lot of conference championships. You have the selection show if you want to watch that. Also, Saturday night, if you're a Formula One fan.
Formula One.
The racing is back, and that's in Australia, down in Melbourne.
Hello, so Mike.
So that's a 9 p.m. start time, or technically 8:55, whatever. So check that out. That'll be fun to watch. Also, you got brand new episodes Sunday of White Lotus, Yellow Jackets, third season premiere of Dark Winds.
Is there a color?
Yeah.
Dark Winds,
blue,
Yellow Jackets,
blue
White
sky.
Lotus. Yeah.
Purple Days.
Then you can end Sunday night with a brand new episode of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. But other than that, hopefully we'll see you in Stanwood tomorrow and enjoy the holiday weekend.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to China, where restaurant customers all order the number one. Meanwhile, a Florida man goes to jail for not paying for the lap dance and the fun. To Boston, where kids steal a kitten from an auto body shop. While at a school, your bag of meth you should not drop. And to the Bronx, where you should never park in front of a fire hydrant. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
At a top story, we're going to New York, where one driver had to be that guy. While the direct cause is not known, officials got a call about a fire at a local deli that eventually blew up into a 5-alarm fire. Several crews descended upon the area and did their best to put out the blaze. They ended up having to use fire extinguishers to the best of their ability to get it put out. But it came at some professional casualties. While nobody was injured, several businesses, including the deli, an optical center, a pharmacy, and several restaurants were all lost in the fire. But the reason this is causing some face palms from readers is the fact that all of the efforts of the fire crews were hindered by one individual, one driver, that parked his car right in front of a fire hydrant.
Tell me they at least broke his windows to get the hose through.
I've seen that photo, and I applaud that photo, but no, that is not what they did here. As we said, nobody was injured in the fire, and the cause is not known, but they used this as an opportunity to remind the public that while the inconvenience of needing a fire hydrant may not be visible at any given point, it really has an effect on when it is needed, and you're blocking the way. The FDNY has issued a summons for the driver. So, no, they didn't bust his window, but they took down his license.
Sounds to me like it might have been like a delivery box truck. Or something that they could not bust through the window at the... You know what I'm saying? Like, I was thinking about that earlier today.
Gotcha.
Exactly what you're saying. Because that's what they'll do.
Right.
They'll bust both windows out, run the hose through.
Yeah.
But if the car will get water.
If you can't do that, then I was thinking, is it a van? That, you know, delivery van? Or like an Amazon van? Or, you know, something that... They just pulled in real quick and didn't realize the place was on fire.
Some big truck that they couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Just at the end of the day, just don't park in front of a fire hydrant. Like,
right.
I get it.
This is not news.
Right. It's the only gap that you have the ability to park in. Yeah. But it's there and open for a reason, dude.
And most people don't.
Right.
You know, just, I give people credit on that.
Right.
Typically, they don't park in front of the fire.
They don't put it there because that building always catches fire. It's because it at one point could. Just don't be that guy. In other news, to China, where a couple teenagers had to ruin a good time for everybody else. A video went viral that showed the two drunk inside of the local branch of a hot pot chain. They were 17 years old. This seems like some sort of a fondue thing, or they cook the meat right there.
Yeah, it's like
the
boiling pot. You put your stuff in there, cooks it.
Yeah.
But they have a big tub of the broth in the back that they use for all of the soup.
Correct. In the privacy of their own room in the restaurant, the drunken duo decided to pull a stupid stunt and urinated into the broth pot in their table.
Oh, come on.
They filmed the doggone thing, which, thank you, at least now we know that you did it.
That is good that they did that.
But the restaurant has since apologized to all the other customers since the video went viral and has dealt out compensation to more than 4,000 patrons that ate at the establishment, though it is believed that they did not consume any of the tainted broth.
Okay.
The teenagers were arrested following the event. They did close down the shop to clean out the pots, but they admitted that they didn't have any kind of protocol for this situation because they couldn't exactly predict it was going to happen.
You don't think you need a protocol. Hey, what happens if our employees pee in our soup?
Right.
It's just, you know.
And again, don't be that guy. This seems to be the theme of the news tonight is just don't be that guy.
Right.
And I've never gotten so drunk before that was like, I'm just going to pee in the table. Like,
come on. You haven't lived.
I guess, Ted. To Florida, where a man stole from a local gentleman's club. We toasted this man earlier today. He stumbled in around 1 in the morning and enjoyed himself by accepting several lap dances from the fine young ladies working that evening. But when presented with the $160 tab that he owed for their entertainment, side note, $160, all right. He informed staff that he didn't have the ability to pay. This led to police being called, and he was arrested for stealing lap dances, which they called a product, not a service. He spent 12 days in jail and has been ordered to stay away from the establishment. I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Cash up front, buddy.
That should have been the thing. Yeah.
I would think that. If you're going to go back in there, you best have $200 cash, and then we're going to take our $160 back, and then we'll see you next time. But just in case those stories just a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
There's a wonderful story online of how two worlds collide. This is a cute one. A woman living down in Portland went to the local rescue shelter and adopted a sweet dog from the nonprofit that has a little bit of a complicated life. She's got an autoimmune disorder that ultimately cost her one of her eyes, but never lost her love of life. Sticking with the charitable habits towards animals, the woman also looked into fostering animals that were displaced following the devastating L.A. wildfires. And that's when she found an orange cat by the name of, what do you think? Name it an orange cat. What is it going to
be? Garfield.
Crush.
Crush.
She brought him and went through the proper protocol of getting him integrated into the home. If you don't know, this is something that took me by surprise, but when you're introducing animals, especially cats, into an environment with another animal into it, you got to basically lock them up into a different room for like a week.
Oh,
so
really?
You allow those smells to kind of waft in there, and then they're able to, or you can just deal with the hissing that's going to happen, you know, just slam them all together there. But keeping them separate from the dog, Nelly is the name of the dog there.
Nelly.
But all signs pointed to not needing to go through the trouble at all, as the two of them showed immediate interest in one another, sticking right next to the door. Nelly wanted in, immediately wanted to go meet the new friend there. But after she let them meet, they become inseparable. The two absolutely love each other. They play on the regular. Like, you know, they're finding their boundaries. You know, Nelly can sometimes forget her size, and she's batting the cat, whereas Crush can play with tail and ears, which, you know, pisses off Nelly from time to time. But I like when those two animals come together, especially two animals that are from kind of a hardship life. You know, these are animals right up Miles Montgomery's.
Well, I mean, Nelly. I mean, the one cat's from a bad neighborhood in St. Louis.
That's right.
Where's Tim's?
Oh, Lordy. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What? More NFL free agent signings for your Seattle Seahawks. It was announced earlier this afternoon that former Super Bowl MVP and division rival, Yakima's own Cooper Kupp has reached an agreement with the Seahawks. Sam Darnold now has JSN, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Cooper Kupp downfield to give him options.
I wish we had video of Mike learning the news as we're on the air.
Yeah.
Then he turned the monitor, right? pretty sure you mouth let's effing go.
That's
you
effing definitely go.
You definitely had the flex.
Did the Hulk flex?
Something very good has happened for the Seahawks.
Well, and Ted had mentioned earlier today, he was like, oh, shoot, the Seahawks might actually get that done. I was like, all right, I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on it. Then he waved me over and, I think somebody like already doctored up in the uniform.
Yeah, like last week with the Rams, like, we're not going to re-sign him. I was like, if they release him, we got to
get him. We got to scoop him up, man. Hell yeah. As far as what you're going to watch over the weekend, you got NBA basketball, college tournament basketball, spring training baseball, Major League Rugby featuring your Seattle Seawolves, MLS soccer featuring your Seattle Sounders, and NHL hockey featuring the Seattle Kraken. Find out where to watch all those games and when to watch those games in one convenient location. We call it the Sports on What app. As far as your weather over the weekend, we got on and off showers all weekend long with the highs topping out right at 50 and the lows coming down to 39, 40 degrees. Lock in, folks. The showers are expected to be here for the foreseeable future. But that is it for your headlines. With that, have a great weekend. We'll see you in Stanwood. Mike Hawk is out.
11 a.m. in a Stanwood short of St. Patty's Day Parade with a Daily Mix morning show. Hopefully, we will see you tomorrow morning. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we'll be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.